Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Holly and I have a joke every week. We'll say, what you preaching on? Goodness of God. Because it's all good. He's always good. You know, I can't think of a better song. I love that song. And as we were worshiping tonight, I was, Keith Green, I just love him. And whenever I hear him, I first of all, what a testimony of a man that walked in God. And I'll never forget that song that he sang. And I can't remember the name of it, but remember he was like feeling crusty.
Oh, Lord, you're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. And when he, sang that song, I love that song. But then at the end, he says, my heart was a little crusty. I was a little rusty. Give me baby skin again. And he went down there in the middle of the night. His Bible was a little dusty, and he was just, too busy. And I'm thinking about it, how easy is it to get too busy?
Yep. Yeah.
How easy is it to get too distracted with cuteness? It's so easy.
Yeah.
He doesn't bother me. I'm just saying, truthfully, he does not bother me one bit. I love him. I want faith like him, before any woundings, before any corruption of, people telling you don't act that way or don't do, well, they do because they're parroting, but like church people, oh, don't raise your hand. Oh, that, no, tongues. No, that's of the devil. I want faith. And I was thinking about that tonight when I was worshiping Jesus. I I'm in this weird place in God, and I'm like, take me back to the early days. Take me back when I was so hungry. And I was thinking, my life is so good because I follow God. Life is good, but it's important not to get ahead of God or behind God. And so I'm praying, Lord, it's in the trials where you learn to trust him and you grow in relationship with him. But then when you come out of trials, then what? Well, then you work the word. And you don't grow weary in doing good. And so, the season that I'm in right now is I'm contending for a breakthrough. And I'm like, I'm not satisfied where I'm at right now. I'm not satisfied where you're at right now. I'm hungry for more of God. And I want all of us to experience him limitless because he's so good. And so right now I'm just going to take authority over a couple things in the room. Father, I just thank you for how good you are. And right now, I bind any spirit of religion, any spirit of a compromise, any spirit of a false measurement where we don't measure up or we think we measure up, and I bind any form of deception right now. I command a binding, and I forbid them to operate right now in Jesus' name. And so, I'm like looking around in the body of Christ and I'm looking around in the spirit, and I'm like, Lord, I know there's more. What's the deal? We fast, we pray, we believe in breakthrough, we read your word. But I look around, and I see people sick and not doing so well. And I'm not looking in here. I'm just looking in the spirit. Okay, so don't think I'm even counting you out. I'm not. I'm not here right now. I look around in the body of Christ, and I see people struggling. And I'm like, Lord, what gives? Because everything was redeemed with what Jesus did at the cross. I mean, every legal hold was removed when Jesus came out of the grave. We were put back into right order, garden state, before the fall. And so, okay, well, what's happening? We've got decay going on. We've got people struggling financially, sick people. We got people that are backslid. We got people that are trying to get away from God and people trying to contend for more in God. There's all different kinds of levels of where we're at in God. And it could all happen in one day, different levels, if we're honest. We have to be careful of the fiery darts that get sent by the enemy to try to think, with the measuring, well, I'm not doing enough, or maybe I'm doing too much. Listen, both are wrong in God. He loves us just as we are. And what he wants is he wants to love us just as we are. He wants to meet with us just where we're at. He doesn't want us to wait until we lose 20 pounds. He doesn't want us to wait until we memorize Ephesians 6. He wants to love us right now where we're at. And so I release any, I'm seeing like these, they look like rubber bands in the spirit. I release any bands of tension of restriction off you right now. In the name of Jesus, I command the bands of wickedness to go in Jesus' name. I release you from captivity, and I say, be free to breathe in the breath of God, released from the throne in Jesus' name. Breathe in. Now, when I say that, don't say, amen, yes, sister. No, breathe in. Because are you a spiritual being in the earth, or are you just a head case thinking about things right now? Because if you live by faith and trust in God and lean not on your own understanding, just take a deep breath in and breathe in God right now. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will inspire you. He will equip you. He will ordain you. He's the one that does it all. It's not a formula, and it's not a church, and it's not a committee. And so somehow we got hooked into committees and formulas. And right now, I break that off you in the name of Jesus. You know, I've sat through a lot of teachings, and I wasn't a big church hopper. You know, I was loyal to the few that I went to, and then I met God. You know, and when you meet God, you know, it's not, church isn't God. And see, I didn't know there was a difference back in those days. And so when you meet God, you want God. You don't want the formula. You don't want the plastic. And I'm not saying, you know, don't go to church, because it says we should meet together and, you know, don't forsake meeting together. And so what I'm saying is, and you know why? It's so we don't get squirrely. It's so we don't get off course, because it happens. You know, you ever read a scripture and think, oh, and then it's totally not what the scripture says, but that's where you're at, because you're reading it through your wounding or your understanding where you're at right then. And then you read that scripture after you've had some deliverance and some healing, and you read it later and you go, You know, I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. And God is contending for us to get it right. I remember I was so messed up. Want to know why I was messed up? Because I read the book. No, was it a movie? Left Behind series, was it a book or a movie? I don't even remember anymore. Both?
I think you read the book.
Okay.
You said you read the book.
Well, it surprises me that I read the book, because I wasn't a reader back then. But I must have been like in and reading. And so I read the book, Left Behind. And I thought, oh my gosh, Jesus is coming any day now. And so my whole, because I was young and immature in the Lord. And then I went to a Bible study that taught the book of Revelation. And so those two together were like a stick of dynamite. First of all, it convicted me. Of any sin in my life, I better get right, because Jesus is coming tomorrow. And then, you know, so everything was focused on, my whole doctrine was based on Jesus is coming tomorrow, and we're all going to get caught up in the air, and our shoes are going to be left behind, you know. And so I'm paraphrasing, but basically that's kind of it. And so I started to live my life based on those things. And so I started to lean a little to the left or to the right. It doesn't matter, but it wasn't centered in God. But because my heart was right, I want to know you, Jesus. Lord, teach me your ways. He's obligated to answer the heart's questions. And I'll never forget the day when he told me to start following this guy on Facebook. That was back in the early days when Facebook was just going. And this guy was a seer. And I didn't really like the guy, but the Lord told me to follow him, so I was following him and reading his stuff. And he came out with this book, and it was called Raptureless. And he was giving it away. Back in that day, I was working in the mortgage industry, and so I just downloaded the book and printed it, because I didn't like online stuff. I like to touch it and mark it up. And so I download it, and I print it, and I only had to read the introduction, and God spoke to me and totally corrected me on my false theology. And I was like, oh my gosh, you've been trying to get me to see this. And after I repented, see, I actually had to repent and turn from my wicked ways. And so when I repented on that, I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I had no clue. I was really messed up. And I thank you for the truth, and the truth is blah, blah, blah. And so when I did that, when I now read some scriptures that I thought for sure were saying something different, they weren't saying that anymore. And so I'm saying it's important to walk out. If there's an area in your life, like if you tend to be, you know, judgy of others, like real judgy on people's sin. I'm just going to pick on you even though this isn't you. Like if you're constantly like, oh, she's wearing shorts, she should be in pants. Oh, she's got a tank top on, she should be in a button-down sleeved whatever. Oh, she should have a bun on her head, you know, or whatever. You know, I'm just adding to it. But, you know, if you're talking like that in your head, you're thinking that, and they're judging. And I want you to show me where you got that teaching from. And so what I mean by that is if you respond or react to a certain way, you know, like remember when, this is a long time ago. This is a good one. So many, many years ago, I got held accountable and I had to go in front of the elder board with the legal pad and all that. And it was not good. And so I developed a fear of elders. Okay. And so this guy used to come to Wednesday nights. God would be, this guy would come and God would be, and I'm thinking, Lord, what is the deal? What is the deal? Why are you holding back? Him holding back. You see, I didn't know that it was me filtering an issue in my heart. And he said to me, God, so sweet. He goes, anytime so-and-so's in the room, it reminds you, if it looks like an elder, smells like an elder, it's an elder, and you'll get in trouble, so don't say a word. Because I got called out on the walk of the Spirit, you know, hearing the voice of God and believing in signs and wonders and miracles and healing. And so I held back. And so once he told me that, see, when you say, Lord, what is the deal? What is my problem? When you ask him those questions, he'll tell you, and he won't wait a week. He'll say, well, it's because of this, this, and this. And I was like, you are so right. I am so sorry. Because it went ding, ding, ding instantly. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I repent. And so I repented from my behavior, and immediately that changed. And then the very next week, because I liked the guy, you know, I didn't like him, but I mean, I liked him as a friend. And when he would come, I started getting to the point where, oh, I wish he wouldn't come because God's not, you know, doing his thing. But really, it was Lori blocking the flow of God for fear of man, fear of man, and blaming God. Why aren't you moving, God? So, but because God can't lie, he always leads us and guides us in truth. And so when I asked him, I repented. And then the trick was when the guy came the following week, it was, wow. And I'm like, yeah. You know? And so I actually told him years later, I didn't tell him right away because I was shy still back then. But I did tell him, I said, you know what? You look like an elder and you smell like an elder. I go, but I'm glad you're not an elder. And he just kind of smiled like an elder would smile, you know. And just a great man of God, great man of God. But what I'm saying is if you respond, see my response was I went, I'm going to get in trouble again, you know. And so like if there's an area in your life that you're like, I'm going to get in trouble again, ask the Lord what's going on. What is the deal? What's the deal, Lord? And so like I talked about, you know, bunheads and people that dress any way they want or whatever. And if you're judging them, what is the deal? Why do I get so upset when so-and-so walks in the room? Or why do I start judging in my head and thinking scriptures or whatever? Ask the Lord these questions because those are trigger points to for deliverance for you, not for that person. Because guess what? It's not them. It's you that has the issue. And I think that's so cool. And this can all go on and they don't even need to know. And you may have to repent to them and you probably will have to break word curses that you spoke over them, you know, whether murmuring or not. And so you don't have to do it to their face, but, you know, you need to repent to the Lord for your behavior in that. And so as we progress in God, God's got things for us. But these roadblocks or these delays, and see, there's a lot of delay I'm seeing, even in myself. You know, I'm not walking on water yet. What's up? What gives, God? What gives? Well, guess what? It's not God. It's me. I'm the one that has a stumbling block. Is it lack of faith? I don't know. You know, is it whatever? Well, I'm going to ask God. I'm going after everything for everything in God because I believe his promises. I've seen miracles. I've witnessed them. I've watched people get healed of cancer. I've watched limbs grow out. I've watched broken bones be healed instantly. I know God's a healing God. But I want to see it every day, what gives God. And so I'm pressing into the what gives God. And it's not because I want him to answer it for the body. I want him to answer it to me personally. Is there a false belief that I have? Was I told to don't exercise that or don't think that way because, you know, it's not godly? Tongues, let's talk about tongues. Oh, you little tongue lovers, you. Some of you are, no, don't bring up the tongues. Not the tongues. That causes division in my family. You know, listen. I know. Isn't it funny? It causes division in my church. Yeah. Listen, tongues is not of the devil.
Amen.
Okay? That's a lie that's been sown into the body of Christ by the devil. Okay? If you look at the Word of God and study scriptures about praying in a heavenly language, it'll clearly show you that Paul did it more than anybody. And I think he wrote most of the New Testament. And he walked in power. I think he even held a snake after it bit him, you know, and I think he's like, I can eat any deadly poison and it shall not harm me. Well, you know why? It's because he walked in God and prayed in tongues and walked in faith. And tongues is a huge breakthrough. I remember praying with this kid years ago. He was addicted to heroin at the time and pornography. And, you know, past the alcohol and the small stuff, he was in the big time stuff. And he was crying out for help. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll go. So I meet with this kid and I pray with him. And the Lord says to me, the weapon is tongues. And I'm like, okay. And so I say, hey, are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Do you pray in tongues? I have. I'm like, well, the Lord's telling me that it's a secret weapon, that it's going to cause breakthrough. And the kid wouldn't do it because he didn't want to be embarrassed. He didn't want to look stupid. And so what happened is the kid ended up in further deception. And to me, that's more embarrassing than looking more stupid, you know. You know, I've been down those roads. I know what drunkenness looks like, you know, and it's never pretty, let me tell you. When you lose control of your functions, it's never good. Never. And so, you know, because of a little embarrassment. Now, where did that lie come from? Years later, the kid said to me, you were right. I should have prayed in tongues. And I don't know if the kid's doing it now or not. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if there's a stumbling block, if it's tongues, I'm going to tell you something. Tongues is like dynamite in spirit. It is one of the most powerful weapons that Jesus has given us besides the Holy Ghost. Because, first of all, the devil can't understand the heavenly language that's being spoken, okay? And second of all, it builds up your inner man. Who doesn't need a little spiritual muscle? So pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. And so I'm worshiping Jesus tonight, and, you know, I'm kind of like, Lord, you know, He's like, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. I'm like, I know, you know. And I like to pray in tongues, but I reflected over the week, and I thought, oh, I missed that prayer call. I try not to miss the prayer calls because they're forced exercises to pray in the Spirit. And I like them purposely. You know, we have 4 prayer calls that we do a week. And that's to keep me sharp in the Spirit. That's and so we offer it to other people to join us because we want them to grow in their spiritual language and grow spiritually. But some people are like, I'm too busy for tongues. Well, listen, around the barn you go, around the barn you go. Here you are another year, around the barn you go. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. So let's just do a little hand raising here and then let's just all get embarrassed, okay?
Yeah.
Oh no, not, no, don't show my, listen, are we family? Okay, we're family. If someone's struggling and sitting here because, you know, there's an issue in their heart, wouldn't you want to tell your sister or brother and maybe ask for some wisdom or some counsel? Yeah, and that's what we do amongst ourselves in here. We're family. And so if there's an issue, usually it's related to a spiritual tie some way. And so that's why it's good to get wise counsel. And who's the wise counselor? Holy Spirit. And so that's why it's important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And so is everybody in here filled with the Holy Ghost? Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Everybody? Okay. Why are you looking at me? I know you are.
Me?
Yeah, you're like,
I'm like, I don't know. I'm
okay. I'm like, I know you are. Oh, okay. Is that what that was? Okay. Okay, I just caught you at a dialed in moment. She's in the Spirit. She's doing this in the Spirit.
Yeah.
She's looking.
I was watching.
So how often are you praying in tongues, family?
Daily?
5 minutes a day?
Many times during the day.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else want to share?
I'm not.
You're not. Yay, we got a bing, bing, bing. Let me just say one more thing. I pray in tongues all the time. I don't even know when I'm praying in tongues. You get so used to praying. And I was with my sister. We did a garage sale. And all of a sudden, I'd be like, yeah, because there's, you know, you're with somebody for 3 days. Hello. You know, they get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And all of a sudden, I'll be like, shandale bakore diato so. And she'd go, you know, if you did that in front of my friends, they'd freak out. She goes, but you've been doing it so long, I'm used to you. I go, I know, I don't even know I do it. You know, but God's doing something. I'm yielded to him. So one of the number one reasons that people, when they get filled with the Holy Spirit and then baptized in the Holy Ghost, you know, with the evidence of tongues, usually when someone's not praying in tongues, it's like, you know, I can see in the Spirit, so I can tell when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and I can tell when you're not saved. It's like a thing I see. I don't mean to, it just happens. And so some people will get prayed for, and they'll be like, the evidence isn't there. I'm like, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. I can see the Holy Ghost. I can see the glow. It's not, you've got it. You just got to release it. You got it. You just got to release it. Well, how do I do that? Not by your head. And that's where you're at. You're still in your head. And so there is a, you know, there's two things going on. One, number one, and this, I'm saying this because I know people are going to listen later online. And please don't be mad at me when I say this, online listeners. Listen, I'm talking to you online listeners. Park your car because you might want to slam your brakes on when you hear this. I'm kidding. Listen, what I want to say is when I have prayed for people to get filled with the Holy Ghost and they don't, and they come up later, or if somebody else has prayed, they come up, there's usually a spirit of religion that is blocking them from receiving the release of praying in tongues. And I often say, were you raised Catholic? You know, it's the number one block from people praying in tongues. And I don't know why, it just is. And I wasn't really raised Catholic, I was dropped off, and then I went out the side door, so I missed the whole thing. But yeah, it was a blessing, it really was. Yeah.
My sisters used, the older ones, we drive to the church to go get the brochure to show mom and dad we went to church.
Yeah. 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 We did the same thing. In and out the side door. And we'd go to Charlie's Corners and get candy. You know, it was a little tavern. That's old penny candy. So, is there anybody in here struggling with their prayer language or listening that is a Catholic or former Catholic? Okay, perfect. Okay, what's your background?
Methodist.
Okay, okay. So sometimes if there's legalism in church, that will block you from releasing of the tongues because there's actually a hook in the spirit which is causing, well, I don't want to say delay, it's just blocking the flow. And so I'm just going to say a prayer, and then I want you guys to say it with me, and let's get released of this, okay? Because the word's pretty clear that Jesus gives freely, he gives. You know, he gives it all. So if you want the gift, it's yours. You don't earn it. But you have to ask for it, and you've asked for it, and you've asked for it. And so, first of all, so this is what you're going to say. You're going to do a repeat after me, and we probably all should just do it so, you know, we all feel better about it. Because maybe there's a hook still in you, and you're praying like a shah, but don't you want the shah ba 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 ba, you know? So maybe there's just like a, I'm shy. Well, let's get rid of that, you know? Because you know what? I won't tell you that. Because it's not related, but it is. Okay, I'll tell you. So this kid gets kidnapped, okay? You know, he sang Hezekiah Walker's song. What's the name of that? What's that song? We used to do it at the conferences.
Every Praise.
What is it? Every Praise? He sang that over and over and over until the kidnapper released him. You know, he was just a kid. He wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit was the one that gave him the song to sing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we pray in tongues, there's like a connection, and the devil can't penetrate that. And so here's what we're going to do. Father,
I am so sorry
that I've been stuck in my head.
You know me.
And you know my issues.
And you still love me.
So right now, I repent.
For having issues,
which include speaking Tongues is of the devil.
Tongues is of the devil.
Tongues is stupid.
Tongues is stupid.
I'll look stupid.
I'll look stupid.
All of that's a lie.
All of that's a lie.
Because when you look at me,
you see yourself in me.
I'm made perfectly in your image.
I'm made perfectly in your image.
So I release myself,
from
all lies,
all false teachings
that pertain
to anything
to do with
the walk of the Spirit,
which includes
praying in the Spirit.
So body,
mind,
I give you permission
to shut up,
and lay down,
and Holy Spirit,
I give you permission
to rule and reign
in my life,
and
I release my gift
of praying in the Spirit
now.
So here it comes.
Shaba ba ba ba. Eto korado. I bind a spirit of embarrassment right now. That's a lie from the devil. You cannot operate. I bind the mind from trying to reason with what the Spirit is doing. Your mind will never match what the Spirit is doing. Hey, shaba ba 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 ba. Hey, shaba ba 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 ba, so ko. Riendere condele bacarato city. Loose, open. Kesha had to se kaka. Hey, to so ko. Shay ba 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 ba, shay ba 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 ba, so ko. Don't overthink. Release. Mind relax. Kola ba so ko. E ba 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 ba, si ti. E ta so ko. Okay, now we all just prayed in the Spirit for just a few seconds. How do you feel? I kind of like it like a battery getting on the charger, you know, and it's like, dun, da, 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 you know. So were you guys able to pray in the Spirit at all? I wasn't watching. No? Okay, no?
But I sing like all the time and I don't know that I'm singing. So I talked to my daughter-in-law and I said, is singing part of it? Because, like, I'll be at a garage sale and be singing, like, Amazing Grace, and I don't even know I'm singing it, and the person next to me will go, oh, I like that song, and I'm like, what song? I mean, because I don't... So can the Spirit work with song?
Yeah, so are you singing in English?
Yeah. Well, I'm singing in my head. It's just there. Like,
okay.
Like, I'll wake up, and there's a song.
Well, that's the Holy Spirit.
That's like
yeah.
That's, like, the rest of the day. Like, that song is... And then the next day it's a different song. In the afternoon it's a new song. Like it's.
So that is the Holy Spirit feeding those into your mind. He's doing that. Yeah. Yeah. Sing them out. Sing them out, sister. What about you, girl?
What?
What? What were you
I'm
doing?
Trying.
You don't try.
I am trying.
No, you don't try. You don't
well,
try.
I mean, I'm praying.
You release. You relax. Were you able to relax?
I was relaxed.
Okay. Well, you're always relaxed, aren't you? Yeah. So were you thinking stuff in your head?
Just that I'm praying that I wanted to be in speak in tongues.
Okay. All right. You know, I knew a guy that was resistant to tongues. He thought it was, you know, he was a little bit full of pride. And plus the way that it happened was kind of unusual. It was a friend of ours that he had the gift of getting people filled with the Holy Spirit. And he would do weird stuff like, hit you in the head and say, Bob for apples. And what he was doing was he was trying to get your mind off of what was going on because you're thinking things through. And, you know, and he's like, okay, go in, Bob for apples. I'm thinking you're nuts, you know. And it hit you in the head so you can't think about anything. But, hey, you just hit me in the head, you know. And the next thing you know, sha-ba-ba-ba comes out. And you're like, one syllable. And it was like it gets unlocked, you know. So there's no set way on how to do that. And I'm not recommending that. But I knew a guy who got prayed for to get the tongues, and he was like wanting to hit the guy back, you know, and it was like going to be a fist fight there. And but the person that was praying for people, he's so full of love, he just was laughing. And you can't fight with somebody who's laughing if they hit you in the head. And so what ended up happening is that guy got tongues in the tub a couple days later.
Yeah.
You know, so, it, you know, when it comes, it comes. You can't stop the Holy Ghost is what I'm saying.
Right.
And so, you know, never force, because who cares about forcing something? If it's a force, it's a work of the flesh. Relax and let the flow of the Spirit happen. And you'll get caught up. And one day, you'll be like, Shabbat. And you'll be like, hey, Shabbat. Oh, Shabbat Baba. You know, and so just, I know. And, so, and then you're like, does that sound stupid or what? But then after a while, you don't care because you know. You know, I used to walk and pray in tongues. I would discipline myself. Okay, I'm praying in tongues 30 minutes. And I would walk, shabba-ba-ba, like march, you know, with my army boots on. And I was building up my spiritual muscles. And, you know, I like to pray in tongues. I like to start my day in tongues. I don't do it every morning in tongues, but I do throughout the day. And I, when I do, my day goes better. You know, there's something about spiritual stuff just shifts, you know. And so, well, I'm too busy to pray in tongues. Are you? What are you doing in your car? Are you on the phone talking to your friend, or are you going to spend a half hour praying in tongues? You know, just discipline yourself to pray in tongues. And, you know, we have the saying, how do you get to Kearney Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And that's the same thing. You know, how do you pray in tongues, build yourself up in your inner man. And if you are, just ask the Lord to show you the truth. And if you're still struggling, ask him, what's my deal? What's my hang up? Because he'll show you. Like, I just went through this thing this week. I'm like, Lord, what's my problem? I'm struggling in this area. I want breakthrough. It's something going on between him and me that he's teaching me. And I'm like, what's my problem? I can't figure this out. You got to help me. I'm not getting it. And, you know, I said that prayer. And I say that prayer a lot because it's true. Pretty much every day I'm saying something like that. And he gave me a dream this week. And and in the dream, I'm like, I didn't put it together because I wasn't thinking. You know, he's trying to get us to think a certain way. And so if we can't catch it because we're just not brilliant enough yet, you know, he'll give it to us in a word picture. And so he gave me this dream, and I'm like, I know this is important, but I don't get it. And so I recorded it, and I prayed on it, and I still didn't get it. But I knew it was like a key to a breakthrough. And so I reached out to our friend Janet, who does dreams, and she's like, you know, giving me some correction and hoping I'm not going to like justify it. I'm like, no, bring it on, sister, bring it on. I want breakthrough, you know, so whatever it is. And she's like, could it be? And I'm like, that's it, you know. And when it's, could it be, that's God, you know, because it'll bear witness. And I'm like, I don't care how stupid I look or how embarrassing it is. If it's God, I want it. And so, you know, so then I'm like, okay, I got it. Now I know how to pray. So I'm praying on it, and I'm getting frustrated because I'm not seeing it again. You know, I'm like, okay, you gave me the dream, and I'm doing what you said, and I repented, and I'm still, and I'm like, what's the deal? He caused me to say, what's the deal again? And so then I'm talking to Holly later on, and I'm like, I'm stuck, you know, and we start talking, and she's like, could it be? And then I'm like, that's it. And I hang up. And so then I do this another repent of, see, it's layers. You know, if you want to go deep in God, it's not boom. It's, it's dying to your ideas and your agendas and your way, because his ways are better. And that's what the whole dream was about, basically. And he knows best. And, you know, in the dream, you know, it's too long of a story, but in the dream, I knew exactly the three areas that were messed up, and they were all tied together, and it was all a work of the flesh, and God doesn't want the work of the flesh, you know, because there was snow in it, which means faith, you know. And so I repented again like 2 hours ago. Well, I don't know what time it is. And I said, Lord, I see what you're trying to get me to get. I can't do this without you. You're going to have to hold my hand and walk me through this, because I want your breakthrough into the next level, and I'm not going to give up. And I'm not giving up for any one of us. You know, when we go through a door, we want our partners to come with us. We are not staying at a level. We're not above you. We're not below you. We are arm in arm. We're going to cross over into the next deeper realm of his glory, deeper realm of his presence, because we need to. We need to equip the body of Christ. We're at a level. If you look around the room, don't look around this room, but if you look around, you think, oh, I'm doing pretty good. No, you're not. If you're not seeing Jesus, you're not doing that great. You know, and then let's just talk about our day. How'd your day go? Did you judge anybody? Did you steal? Did you swear? Did you, you know, whatever it is. I don't even care. But I'm saying, are you living the best you can in God? I'm trying, but I blow it every day. And I don't measure against other people. I measure, I'm not seeing Jesus' eyes through my eyes yet. That's my measuring stick. You know, because I can do signs and wonders. I know how to operate in signs and wonders. I see it. But I want the compassion of God. I want the love of God to flow out of my heart. I want to feel his heart towards the body of Christ. And I get glimpses of it. And when I do, it just makes me hungry for more of him. And then I want to feed everybody the more of him so that they can grow in him, so that we can all walk in more of him, because we need to turn the spiritual tide, not the natural, the spiritual tide. Remember I was talking about those pillars? I've been talking about those pillars. 2 days ago, I saw the pillars move. They shifted. And it was like not a huge move, but I saw movement. And I was like, I was outside. I was actually picking up gas cans when I saw it. And I thought, oh, something's changed. And I'm like, what is it, Lord? And so I was alert in the spirit. I'm like, what are you saying? And I watched and I saw the pillars. They started to shake. And they're God's pillars. God's doing this. It's not demonic. It's God. But remember I said the season is here to get what we got to get so that we can be ready for the next season. We're getting it now so we can pour it out then. Well, the walls or the pillars or whatever these, you know, they're markers in the spirit is what they are. And they're shifting. They're starting to move a little. And so I don't know how long they're, I don't know. But we don't miss the opportunity of what it is you're supposed to get because you're too busy. Yeah. And that I'm preaching to myself right now. You know, it's very easy for me to comfort myself in a project. Mm-hmm. And I got a bazillion of them. It's harder for me to sit still in the chair, yeah, and not look at the projects around me, but look into the garden and commune with God. Now, it wasn't hard in the early days because I was desperate. See, when you grow in God, it's normal to walk in the blessings because you're doing what he said and that's what you get. But you got to be careful. We have to contend never to settle at the level we're at because it's good. Yeah. But I don't want good. I want his best. Amen. And so this season we're in, there's a shaking. It's starting. It's just a little. And I'm not talking about in the natural. I don't care about that. Don't get caught up in the distractions of the natural.
Right.
Don't fall for it. Don't fake it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's easy to think, oh, I need to know what's going on. Be careful, because you need to know what's going on in the spirit. You don't want to map your plan on what's going on in the natural, because you'll be in bondage. Because that's that's the enemy's design. So first of all, fear not. Whatever's going on in the earth, fear not. You want to know why? Because you belong to Jesus Christ. You've already died to yourself. And you're walking in victorious victory and resurrection power. And guess what? You're going to exercise that power. And if you get taken out, oh, you get to be in eternity forever with Jesus. You know, there is no, oh, it's going to be bad. No, it's going to be good all the time. He'll equip you with what you need for the moment in time when you need it. But you got to be paying attention. And if we're busy and feeding our flesh with the busyness, we need to discern and grow in discernment. I sent a text out to somebody, asked me somebody, and I said, it's the great delusion. And I'm like, where'd that come from? And I had to look it up, and the Lord took me to 2 Thessalonians, and I was reading about that, and I was pondering it with him, and I was thinking, how do I know I'm not deceived? You know, because those people don't know they're deceived. They've been turned over to wickedness because they refused the love of Christ is really what it's about. And I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't refuse the love of Christ, so I'm not deceived. But I want to make sure I'm not. You know, because we see people that minister that end up in deception. I don't want to be one of them. I want to be corrected by the Lord daily, all the time. I don't want to sway. I don't want to look a little too far to the right or to the left. I want to stay focused on Jesus. And so we're going to see, well, we already saw the great falling away, okay? I mean, if you look in history, A lot of people don't go to church anymore. And a lot of people want nothing to do with our Savior. But guess what? Every one of us are going to cry Jesus someday. And some he's going to say, depart from me, I don't know you. And others he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. But we need to rely on him now. And so any season you're in is an opportunity. You know, you're raising your kids, okay? They can't be easy. Twins, come on. That's hard, right? You do you get a full night's sleep?
What do you think, Rich?
I don't think I got one until my kids were about 18.
The first 6 months, 2 hours,
yeah,
was good.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot better.
Yeah. And see, it started off rough, and it was not good, but God's grace, did you call on his grace? And it was sufficient to get you through. And now you're in another season, and you're calling on another level of grace to get you through. You learned how to do that through hard times. And so don't stop because, you know, we don't go through hard times all the time. You know, there's good times in God. But remember, continue to call on his grace for the next level of breakthrough. And so we all have the opportunity to grow in grace. His grace is sufficient. And I apply his grace liberally all the time. I need his grace to get through a day. And so that's what I'm saying. Does anybody have any questions? I remember actually thinking, you know that scripture when it says, you know, when you know about, you know, the woe to them that are pregnant or having babies or something like that. I remember thinking, I'm not going to have any babies because if he's coming, I you know, when I'm in labor, how am I going to get to the mountain? You know, that's how weird my brain was. And so I have a tendency, I don't anymore because I've been healed, my brain's been healed, but how many people have a tendency to take scripture out of context and make it apply to them however they want? I see it all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, so yes. So another one was, I remember during some movement, you know, people stopped paying all their bills because they thought Jesus was coming and they started charging up all kinds of stuff. I remember reading about that and I thought, that could be dangerous, you know. And that's called, you know, lawlessness, really. That's living, you know, that's not living in God's system. That's not good. Anybody else? I heard the word proclamation. So let's see what he's got. Okay. Father, I thank you for tonight.
I thank you for tonight.
I say yes.
I say yes.
To everything you have. I'm hungry for the next level and advancement in you.
Holy Spirit,
show me what my issues are
so that I can deal with them
and grow in you.
Holy Spirit,
give me the discipline
and the want to
after you tell me what to do. So I can follow through.
So I can follow through.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from SpiritofGodWorldwide.com.